Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I am here with Zach Ruink. Big 90s day. You tell me, you're like, we'll do 90s music for bumper music. I said, I just literally pulled up a Spotify playlist. I was like, oh, I like that one. I like that one. I like that one. I like that one. So you ran for mayor at 24. Mm-hmm. What were you doing? What were you doing like the camp, like 2 years in between undergrad and then deciding to run for mayor?
Well, I moved back in with my mom. So I did that. And then I was like, you know, I should do something. You know, I had an IT business, the company that I founded, actually a small retail store in Raleigh. There we go.
A little more 90s music. So you IT business.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I had that. I started that in high school, actually, and paid for my college. It was a wonderful feat and effort, and really gave me a ton of business experience that I thought, you know, I love Wisconsin Rapids. I love the community. And thought, you know, this community needs some energy. And that's really what called me to run for office. I had some local folks that said, hey, you know, it's high time for a young person to run for office. And frankly, I was meeting with the mayor at the time, and she was giving me a lot of insight and perspective on things. And I thought, yeah, I can do this. So her and I went to coffee every week and during the campaign, and her and I talked about what it was like to run the city. And you know, I think about that today as a 24-year-old. Would I vote for a 24-year-old as mayor? It's an interesting question I ask myself, I guess. And yeah.
Because I, being in my 30s, because I feel like I was a mature, you know, I did a lot of stuff by the time I had been acting. I've done a lot of things, but it is something. Mm-hmm. There's a great meme that is something along the lines of I can't believe I feel like I'm 27, even though I'm in my 30s. Until I hang out with people who are 27, I'm like, oh no, I'm absolutely in my 30s. And you know, and I'm sure each decade that only becomes more true. And so because that's a totally fair, because I've had since starting the show two very eloquent, accomplished. I had Nada El-Mekashfi on, who I think is 26 and is wonderful, and she ran for state Senate and now is the chief of staff for Francesca Hong. And then I had Josephine Janes, who ran for the 96th assembly seat in 2020, and she was 19. Is incredibly, you know, smart and well-versed. It so depends on the person if you would vote for a 24-year-old, right? And so, but would you think that it was just, you didn't know any better, that you were like, well, why wouldn't I do this?
Yeah, there was an equal parts to naivete for sure. But there also, Wisconsin actually has had a pretty decent history of young mayors. At the time when I ran, Mayor Nichols, Justin in Manitowoc had been elected 2 years prior. He was a city council member before. And there was also a mayor in La Crosse that was young. We talked about Ryan Sorensen earlier, who was running the city of Sheboygan. You know, that Wisconsin has a crop of young electeds. And I had an aunt that served in the state legislature, and she was in her 20s early 20s when she ran for the state legislature. So from an inspiration standpoint, you know, I always was told, like, you know, be the change, right? And if you want to improve the community, you know, particularly my hometown, I was like, yeah, I need to run for this position. And fortunately, the voters, you know, I was going door to door, and some of my fondest door to door memories were some of the most elderly residents of the community that affirmed in me that this is something you should pursue. And, you know, that was incredible. I mean, that just gives me goosebumps to think about it right now, that those folks had such foresight to encourage and support a young person to run for office.
Yeah, because I would say Wisconsin Rapids, not a young city.
No, not by any means.
Not a young city. And so certainly having a lot of people four times over really believe in you. And like, and you accomplished a lot. I would say even in the time, because you basically got elected 2012. So my parents had been back for 4 years at that point. And sure. At least the way I think about it, of the two major changes and projects that you were part of that got done in that time was the water park. that is up and running and great, and then the beautiful YMCA and Boys and Girls Club that was a shopping mall that basically got renovated into, as my dad says, you could put that YMCA anywhere and it'd be world class. It's just, it's so beautiful. And it is. And when I was first back, since I wasn't a member, and it was COVID, I didn't get to go. But then when I finally went, I think it was that Christmas, I was like, oh yeah, this is wildly impressive. And so
beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what do you, because as we just said, as far as, you know, would you vote for someone who's 24, but does it take someone who is young and like innovative to take on those kind of big projects, or is the young part not important and it's just the innovative part?
Yeah, I think you have some perspectives. You know, when we're young, we're a bit more nimble in terms of our decision making. You talked about kind of naivete, or just the ignorance maybe to certain things. And you know, there's a saying, ignorance is bliss. And I think in some respects at a local level, you need to have somebody that's visionary, right? In Wisconsin Rapids, for so many years, we talked about the decades and the history of the papermaking. You know, that company took care of that community, but when that company sold and sold and sold and sold, and now it's dormant, the community really needed to stand up. And that's what the voters really told me, was you need to have vision, you need to reinvest in yourself, because that paper mill is not always going to be there. And certainly, you know, that was a reality, came true in the last couple of years. And so I think that's where the community, when they started realizing they could and should reinvest in themselves, became more attractive to young families and young people. And I think that's a great success on a number of fronts. But it really took a community to realize that. You know, it wasn't just me running for office, but people placing a lot of ideas in my head around what we should be pursuing. And that was super exciting and affirming.
So how do we recruit more good people to run for things? I feel like I get asked, not a fair amount, but I've been asked, it's like, do you ever want to run for something? And my honest to God gut instinct is no. One, because I feel like I am good at this. Like, I am good at the media communications part, and that there is a service in that. And two, because campaigning and like running for office and all of the garbage that goes with it, and like the way people tear you down and just the speculation and stuff. And so I can see why a lot of good people, smart people, would be like, why would I do this when I could do something else? You obviously didn't think that. I don't know if you have plans to ever run for something again, or if you like being more of the role of, I get a lot of stuff done, but I don't need to be elected in order to do that work. But like, how have you ever tried to recruit more people to run for stuff in this age of, we just need more good people?
Yeah, you know, that's a phenomenal question. And I think we find ourselves in a very different environment than 10 years ago when I ran for office the first time, right? There's just, you know, the lack of civility or incivility at certain levels is very off-putting to many folks to run for office for the reasons you mentioned. You know, it's anxiety-inducing for many folks to think about putting themselves out there, putting their name on the ballot, because it is a feat. You need to throw it all on the field, and if you don't, it's going to be a tough thing, you know, because losing an election is a reality, and it can be a very humbling experience, something that I've been through myself. I think to encourage people to run, you're right. There's, in some respects, there's not enough people that are considering to put their name on the ballot or put their hat in the ring. And I think, you know, we need that at the county board level. We need that at the city council level, because those offices will generally be held by people that are uncontested, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it doesn't necessarily foster the ideas and the conversation that if positions are contested. My first race, I had there were four of us running, and the council decided to forego a primary, which was a very interesting experience. You know, fortunately, I was able to prevail very strongly, but it fostered a great dialogue.
Why did they do that?
Yeah. Save money. They wanted to save a couple grand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then, so the basic that means in the general was all four of you were on the ballot?
That's right. Yeah.
But then didn't you still end up winning like 70% of the vote?
I did, yeah.
That had to have felt good.
It was a wonderful experience, wonderful feeling.
What do you attribute that to? Was it just boots on the ground and just talking to as many people as you could? Was it just really strong messaging? Was it the idea that you just had the best, we need change, like mentality? Or, I mean, that is it. Because like we said, Wisconsin Rapids is certainly not one of the biggest cities in Wisconsin, but it's certainly not one of the smallest either. So that's a significant win margin.
Yeah, no, it was incredible. Yeah, definitely not out of the playbook in terms of pulling that off. But, you know, 10 years ago, we leveraged social media. You know, it was the first time that candidates were getting on social media in Wisconsin Rapids. And that's how we had a lot of our conversation. That's where we built a lot of the support and the energy. You know, and I think people really understood clearly the vision that was being proposed for the community at that time. You know, the community foundation was playing a big role in the revitalization of downtown and different ideas that way. But yeah, it was, and then it was just the traditional door-to-door stuff, you know, getting on the radio, you know, running ads on WFHR and others that was connecting with voters. So it was, in many respects, trying some new things, but also using the tried and true experiences as well.
Yeah. And so as we, because like you said, the uncontested, I'm always shocked by the amount of uncontested seats when you, and sometimes in partisan races, I know that it, you know, we have two congressional seats that in Wisconsin right now that there is no Democratic contender, right? And largely, I think it's potentially because those seats are just so strong in favor of a Republican that it goes back to what we said as far as at what is the cost of running, especially in a pretty high profile race like a Congress. But it's on the smaller seats of trying to recruit people for school boards, for county boards, for you know, the city council and stuff like that, and trying to get people involved at a young age, because I think that is otherwise, we continue to just kind of have not our best and brightest, making really, really consequential decisions that affect all of us. And I know that there's organizations like Run for Something, but have you heard of anything kind of in Wisconsin as far as how we can recruit the youngins to get in there? Because otherwise, I mean, because that truly is, it's like the idea that if you start with something small and then all of a sudden you have all this experience, but you've also just always never had a challenger. You just kept winning small races and then all of a sudden you are a state senator.
Yeah, right. Isn't that something? Yeah. No, there isn't really anything that I've experienced or observed on a statewide basis, but, you know, the league, again, we talked about the League of Municipalities, they publish it, so you want to be elected official kind of brochure, and they you know, offer some resources in that regard. But I've only seen it really at the local level. The Community Foundation, again, in Wisconsin Rapids, held a so you want to be elected thing with the League of Wisconsin Women Voters. And it was a great experience from a recruitment for county board and city council seats. But, you know, those take a lot of energy, a lot of volunteer effort. And I think, again, the League of Women Voters is generally the group that I've seen get more active, certainly here in Rhinelander. They ran a lot of coordinated information about how to run and to get elected. But it does take an emotional and energetic toll on family. I mean, I give my family, my cousins, my aunts, my parents, a ton of credit for putting up with me being on the ballot, because in the case of my dad, he's in business. And, you know, that when you put your name out there, you sort of, there's 50% of people that support you, and the other 50% maybe not too kindly to your ideas, or, you know, it's not, you can't take it all that personally. Though it is a personal battle. You really have to put your emotional self out there.
Well, especially when it's an executive position like mayor or governor, where like the buck kind of stops with you, and it's a lot easier to target the person in charge versus all of the people who are responsible for decision making. All right. Well, when we come back, we only have one segment left. I told you 2 hours is going to go fast. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.